What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? It's Bear with us. I am Matt. She is Leah. She is on one today. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I'm fantastic. I wouldn't say I'm on one.
You're on
one.
I'm
like, fine. I'm here. I'm living my best life. I'm happy.
Queued up.
Things are good.
The theme song to Bear With Us, you became an entirely different entity. I don't know where you're getting this energy from.
I've been like this since we woke up this morning.
You kind of have been.
At 4 a.m.
Which just further backs up my point that you are on one today. I don't know a lot of people. I guess, let me rephrase that. I know some people will get very tired and become delirious.
That's me.
And that is exactly where you've existed today.
That's
me. I'm on the polar opposite end of the spectrum. I don't have enough brain power to sound
coherent.
I'm gonna
pull you out of that. I'm gonna like.
So this is gonna be a risky proposition, but I'm willing to hand the reins.
Oh my god, babe, don't do that. That's too much pressure. I don't want the reins. I don't. I'm gonna sink the ship, and like you've said in the past, I'm poking holes in the bottom of the ship. You're grabbing a bucket and pouring the water out back into the sea. We all know that
you know
I'm going to crash right into the iceberg.
At this point, I'm in the mood for a nice swim.
Oh wow.
Somewhere cold. It's hot out. I'm exhausted. My brain is not functioning properly today.
I'm sad we missed you guys last week. We apologize.
We don't apologize.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I am sorry. It's not our fault, but
exactly.
I'm sorry we missed the Bear With Us faithful. I know they were looking forward to it. We got a lot of messages saying, oh, no, man, oh, shucks, no, boo, eh. People were upset, and I'm sorry, but it was not our fault. You can blame United.
United Airlines or, yeah, in my case, it was American that saved the day. It was just one of those weeks where everything that could have gone wrong did. And we weren't even on the same in the same state for several days at a time.
Yeah,
I know.
It was a crazy, crazy week.
It was a real mess. But alas, we are here.
We're here, you guys.
We are powering through.
We're powering through.
Leah is on one.
She's
going to repeat everything that
she
say.
Amazing. That's what she is. You know what I want to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the fact that you wouldn't pick the booger out of my nose today at the airport. That's messed up.
No, it's not messed
up. Yeah, you're my husband.
Yeah, I am your husband, but we were in public.
We were in Starbucks, and there was no one in there. And you go, babe, you have a booger. And I said, can you pick it? Like, I can't see it. And you're like, no.
What is wrong with you that you do not lack
the
motor skills to place your fingertips?
And
you've got claws on your hands that I am envious of because I look at your fingernails and I think, man, if
I
had like a real gnarly thing just chilling way up in my nasal cavity, that would be perfect.
But I couldn't see it and I was kind of going like this and you were like, no, you didn't get it. You said if your nostril was a bullseye, it's right in the middle.
I don't know how much better I could have described
it. And I couldn't get it. And you still wouldn't do it for me. I would pick your boogers. If you had a boog, I would pick it.
That's really weird.
Why?
I would never ask you to do that.
Baby, you're my husband. We're married. What's mine is yours. My boogers are your boogers.
Good God, man. We've got new chairs here in the studio. Next week, I'm going
to
request seat belts because this is
going
to be a bumpy ride, to say the least. Hey, listen, if nothing else came out of today thus far, prior to our arrival here in the studio, you finally took the plunge. A plunge that I've been asking you to take with me for many moons. Look at you and your bizarre obsession.
You guys,
with
it still hasn't happened.
Fingers
Update
and cavities. It's still forbidden.
You know, it's been 2 years, by the way. Can we just stop for 1 second and acknowledge we've been doing this podcast for 2 years?
Oh, my God.
2 years. We missed like the 2 year mark. It was in the beginning of June. 2 whole years. That's wild.
It sure is. It's very wild.
Oh my God.
Okay.
The things we've spoken about, the discussions we've had. Sorry, I'm totally digressing here.
You totally, yeah.
Because, this has been
I knew it was a risky
beginning.
Proposition.
This is what happens when I steer the ship. I'm going to go here. Nope. I'm going over here. Nope. There's iceberg. Anyway, what happened today? I took the plunge.
We were on a layover in LaGuardia Airport, and you finally had Shake Shack.
I did. Shake Shack for the first time.
I have been singing the praises of Shake Shack for many moons. I have been asking you to partake with me on multiple occasions, and you're always like, no, I don't want that.
I'm not a fast food gal. I just don't do fast food.
This is like another level of fast food. Yeah, there's there's McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's.
Yeah.
And then you've got like the Five Guys, Shake Shack, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, In-N-Out.
They make their stuff fresh.
Yeah.
I love In-N-Out. I know people. A lot of people say it's overrated.
It is overrated.
I love
In-N-Out
it.
In-N-Out is completely overrated.
I just love it, and I love their animal fries. I'm totally contradicting myself because I really usually don't like fast food, but if I'm going to eat a fast food burger, I want it to be In-N-Out. Controversial, I know. I still also like McDonald's cheeseburgers from back in the day. That's what my parents, like, talk about fast food. All we ever did was eat McDonald's or Dairy Queen because there was a Dairy Queen at the end of our street. Beyond that, I've still to this day never had Taco Bell. I know it's crazy. I just don't do fast food, but when I was a kid, that's what we did. It was either McDonald's or Dairy Queen. It wasn't all the time.
Is it too late to ask for an annulment?
Babe, you knew that.
I did not know that you've never had Taco Bell.
Babe, this is the issue. We've had this. Ask your kids. You've told Cash several times that I've never had Taco Bell. You just forgot about it.
Okay,
you
blocked it out. Possible.
I'm telling you.
Because
and
it's
they all
traumatic
are like, why have you never had Taco Bell? They were losing
because
their mind.
I find it very hard to believe that the woman who I love most in this world has never had a Crunchwrap Supreme.
First of all, I grew up in Spencer, Massachusetts. There are no fast food places around. Like, the nearest Taco Bell is probably a 30 or 45 minute drive.
That does not exist. There's not a place in America that is 45 minutes away from Taco Bell.
It's probably 30 minutes, if I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I believe that, but
30 minutes to Taco Bell. I mean, it's not like, we never went to Taco Bell. I don't know. That's just, it is what it is. But favorite fast food burger, what would you say? Go.
Shake Shack.
That's of all time.
The Shack Burger.
The Shack Burger.
Yes, I would say the Shake Shack standard Shack Burger.
Standard
Shack. That's my number one, and I have to go with Whataburger. Is my number two.
Whataburger is so overrated.
Oh my God. Listen to you.
Overrated. Talk about overrated.
You just like
burger.
In-N-Out because it's like Hollywood.
No,
and it's,
I truly love because I love the animal style.
What does that mean?
The way they make it.
Yeah,
like
yeah, no, I know
fries.
It's a thing, but what
it's
entails?
It's Thousand Island dressing, it's grilled minced onions, which I know you don't like.
Right.
I love onions, so that's why I like it. I like extra onions. I love it. Vegas Vacation, hello.
No, I got the reference. We were doing that in bed last night.
Babe, why are you saying that?
Because that's what happened.
Not like how you guys think.
I was pretending to be an 87-year-old man playing Keno in bed.
It was, that's my, that's what.
Is that what he's playing, Keno, in that movie?
It's kind of, yeah, it is Keno.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is Keno. We're really all over the place.
I warned you.
Yeah,
that was going to be the case. I didn't even want to come in today.
Well, you know what? I drug him. I dragged him. I drug him.
Dragged. I
dragged my husband's ass to the studio today because we needed to get back with the Bear With Us Faithful. I missed you guys.
Well, you know what? I got a bone to pick with the Bear With Us Faithful because I looked in the mailbag and it was skint today. It was skint. It wasn't empty, but it was running very, very low. Much like my energy level. And it's on you, the listeners. We know you're listening. We get to see the numbers. The numbers are growing. The podcast is getting better exposure. We've got some sponsors we're working with. Everything is happening. Everything is good. But the mailbag, the staple, the steak to the meal, the mailbag, is skint.
But
and it's on you. I am.
I'm
putting them on.
Dr. Paz put over... All of our listeners said how amazing they are, how amazing their questions were. They asked in-depth questions.
I don't
disagree.
They sent
us follow-ups. So we're not going to sit here and tear them down.
I'm not tearing them down.
We're here to build this community up. Build them up.
But you and I can't do it alone.
But we did have some.
We do have a few, and we'll get there. We'll dive in.
Something I want to dive into, though.
Not my nose, not my beehole.
Babe, come on.
What?
I wasn't even going there, but now that we're talking about that again... something that we talked about a few weeks ago that a lot of our listeners have been asking about are green flags, right? So Matt and I this morning were talking about what we're going to talk about today and discussing the show. I said, we have to talk about green flags. And Matt's like, what the f*** is a green flag? What are we talking about green flags? What does that mean? Right? You had no idea what I was talking about.
Right, because I knew we weren't going to a go-kart track.
But you talk about all the time red flags. You see what we got a lot of questions, a lot of people that write into the mailbag and ask about red flags. Like this person said this, holy shit, that's a red flag. You should not be talking to that person anymore. But we never talk about green flags. And I think we should, and his response was, well, this is all different compared to each individual.
Everything's relative. Everything's personal. Like what might be a green flag for me might be a total turnoff to anybody else. It does. I mean, it's a person to person basis. So it's kind of a tricky conversation to have to be like, hey, if your person that you're dealing with or dating or seeing or in a relationship with does this thing, then you should definitely marry them.
Well, and I think it's like you said, it's case by case basis. Something that's a red flag to one person may not be a red flag to another.
Well, like the fact that you expected me to consider picking your nose.
That's not a red flag.
That's a huge red flag.
Maybe when you first start dating
right up
someone,
there with
like
flying across
date,
the country to hang out with a cat.
Like first date situation, hey, pick my nose. Like that's obviously a red flag. That's weird. I would
you
never.
You waited until the second date for that.
But we're married.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys. You know what happened?
Oh my God. This is like
wait,
trying to herd cats.
Something monumental happened a few weeks ago.
What?
Matt and I went to the bathroom at the same time.
Wait, what?
In the bathroom.
That never happened.
At the same time, yes. I watched you pee. And you watched me pee. Remember?
No.
Yes.
I don't recall that.
At North Shore Tavern.
Oh. Yeah, we were in a restaurant.
Right. And there was only one stall. Like one, it was like a single bathroom.
It was like a family bathroom.
Right. And for anyone that's been a longtime listener, you know that this is Matt's big no-no. Keep the bathroom door shut. Never, ever cross that line.
But you just peed.
Right. And we didn't actually watch. Like, I had my back turned. I just kind of, like, heard it.
I'm really glad that that's what's sticking with you this morning. Yes. You're like, I'm like, here, I'm going to give you, I'm going
to
entrust you with our
precious baby. Because
I feel like
I need to update the listeners. They've been on this journey with us. They know that that's, like, a huge no-no for you. So the fact that we were in the bathroom, I mean, I'm not saying.
Is that why you've been calling yourself Old Faithful all day on Twitter?
Oh, my God, shut up. You're so annoying.
Listen. You put it out there. I just asked.
Okay, green flags. I'm going to talk about my green flags.
Yeah, please
with you.
Tell me what. Let's talk about these green flags.
These are a few things that when we first started talking, getting to know each other, I'm like, okay, this is somebody that I truly want to move forward with and want to, like, you know, explore a relationship with. One off the bat was that you were not afraid to be emotional. And I don't mean like crying and things like that, but you talked about your emotions and you are very attentive. And I feel like a lot of men are not those things. It was so weird for me when we first started talking and chatting. I was like, this guy like wants to talk to me and he wants to like engage with me and he's asking me questions and wanting to get to know me rather than like, I felt like a lot of times in the past, when you're chatting with someone, whether it's via text or even in person, they're just like, they don't really care. They're just kind of like closed off. They just, I don't know how to explain it properly, but I feel like when we first started chatting, I'm like, this guy is in touch with his emotions. He wanted to let me know how he was feeling and he wasn't afraid to tell me if you were like sad about something or happy about something. You talked about that and I really liked that. And I feel like that's hard to find. Like you would send me like cute quotes and things like, oh, I'm thinking about you today. Or like in the middle of the night, if you couldn't sleep, you'd like send me a text like, hey, I'm just thinking about you and you know, you're amazing and I'm so glad you came into my life. Like just like really cute things.
Here's a photo of my wiener.
Oh, babe, you ruin everything.
I know.
But I really, to me, that was something that is I didn't realize was important to me until you started doing that. And I started, you know, exploring this with you. And I was like, okay, this is something that I really want in a partner. And it felt like we were always communicating. And I really liked that from the beginning.
Well, that's cool. I guess I could say it wouldn't have been something I consciously thought up. But I guess the fact that I could convey these things to you was probably a green flag for me, like where I didn't feel awkward or out of place saying, hey, I mean, obviously you met me at a very strange time in my life.
Yeah.
And it was a very, very rough period for me in all facets of my life.
Yeah.
And the fact that I could vent to you and you didn't run screaming into the hills. You were like, hey, okay, that's fine. I don't know how to deal with that, but I know how to deal with this. So we can help you or focus on that. And I think it probably helped me open up a little bit more. And I tend to wear my heart on my sleeve from time to time.
You definitely
do. I've been on one this weekend. I haven't been around. I mean, I've been around you, but I haven't been like alone with you or had a chance. This is probably the most you and I have discussed anything in 4 or 5 days.
And then at work and
baseball games. Yeah. And it was just go, 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 go all weekend. And I still kind of have it. It's just kind of hanging out under the surface. I don't know what it is. Nothing upset me. Nothing is setting me off. But I feel like I could burst into tears at any moment.
Why?
I don't know. We were watching America's Got Talent the other night with the kids.
Oh, yes.
And I got a little teary-eyed, which I think everybody does. That's like kind of the point of the show.
Your heartstrings.
I watched Forrest Gump with my kids the day after, and you were at the gym or doing what you were doing. And I've seen that movie 400 times. But for some reason, it hit differently, and it was like, it was a huge bummer. For some reason, when I was a kid, I thought Forrest Gump was like a funny movie.
Right.
Because he was such a ridiculous character and all the lines, the stupid is, the stupid does. That was like what we quoted. It was almost like, oh, hey, let's watch Forrest Gump. It's like a fun movie. It's not a fun movie.
No.
It's very heavy.
Very.
There's like a ton of loss and deep emotional issues. And
but I feel like you can't grasp that concept when you're a kid.
Right.
You
can't. My kids
it.
Loved it. But I guarantee you, if they watch it in 20 years, it's going to resonate completely differently.
Right.
But I think that would, I guess, without knowing overtly, like, hey, this is a keeper. She's, you know, hang on to her. The fact that I could convey those things to you without doubting myself or having, like, severe anxiety about talking to you, I guess that would be considered a green flag. Is that what we're going to do? We're just going to talk about the great things about one another today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
Keep going. I could use this. I love to be tired and just complimented. If we could, like, go home and I'll lay on the couch, if you could fan me and feed me grapes and tell me how wonderful I am.
Oh, my God.
That would be great.
I can't with you.
What else? What else is great about me?
Well, the sex was great.
Okay.
That was amazing. Like, on another level. And it, like, that was, I mean, obviously sex is not everything, but I feel like we just had this very good, like, sexual connection. I feel like that's hard to find. I mean, you can have great sex or whatever, but we had like this connection.
It was more than just like the physical aspect of it.
And I just, to me, that was like a huge green flag. I'm not saying if you just have good sex with someone that you should marry
them. I was
going
to say, I think you got to tread carefully on that because I'm sure there are plenty of times where you're like, hey, oh, the sex is great. But why else are you hanging around with this person? Well, she's mean to me. She makes me feel bad about myself. Right. She spends all my money, but the sex is great. Oh, well, you know, you got to really weigh your options there.
Right.
So I wouldn't say that's an automatic green flag.
Sure. But I'm saying that was a green flag for me with you.
Okay.
Another thing.
I cry too much and I'm great in bed.
Well, we're not talking about the negative part of your emotions. We're talking about the positive part of your emotions. I would say another green flag was that you let me be myself. You didn't try to change me. You didn't try to like tell me all these things that were wrong with me or that like if I mean, even in the beginning of our talking, I feel like I was kind of silly and stupid and not clearly to the level I am now.
Oh, I wasn't exactly aware what I'm dealing with now back then.
But even there was
definitely
the
an escalation.
I felt like I was like, if I'm going to be talking to this guy, I'm going to be myself. I'm not going to, as we all do in the beginning of relationships or when we start talking with somebody or dating, we try to like mask ourselves and put our best self forward. And I just felt like I have nothing to lose. I'm just going to be me.
And how much of that do you think had to do with the fact that we had already known each other and that we, even though we weren't like tight, we were friendly, but we are always around one another. Like, do you think that factored in where it's like all of us, it's very family-like
backstage.
It's a weird
dynamic,
It's different. I don't think it's in most workplaces. Most workplaces, you're almost putting on as much of a facade as you might be on the first date.
Right.
But because we have such a unique career and
like
lifestyle.
Like a traveling circus.
Do you think that sort of lent itself to that?
Maybe. I didn't even think of it like that. But, I mean, that could have had a lot to do with it.
Whereas, like, what I mean being, like, getting on a plane in the morning. When you know, if you're first dating somebody or you always you need to be presented at your best, and you're not afraid to just, hey, I'm going to throw on big sunglasses and go to the airport in the morning. And you know, like the need to impress was sort of lessened because we see you at your best when you're on, so to speak, when you're on screen, when you're on camera, when you're doing work stuff.
Right.
You kind of are a little more comfortable. And I'm not saying just specifically with me. I'm just saying with all of us, because we're always on the same flights and we all have the same grind.
Right. We all get
it. It's not uncommon to see someone who looks like a mega star on television in sweatpants and giant sunglasses at 6 o'clock in the morning at the airport.
Right.
It's kind of like it breaks that sort of idea.
Yeah. Maybe that had something
to
do with
it. I
didn't even think of it like that.
It spawned a thought. I have no idea where I'm going with this. I'm just
asking
questions.
Well, I
want to
know what your green flags were for me. Like, were there any specific points or moments where you're like, okay, this girl, like, I want to keep talking to this girl.
You got my humor.
Okay.
To me, that was the biggest green flag, as you put it, is to your point about you could be yourself. I can be myself, but I can be the Matt who hangs out with Aaron and Mikey when there are no females around, and I can be the same when I'm with you and my friend's wives. I don't have to be two different people.
Right.
To where I can make ridiculous jokes and silly references, because it's funny that I don't know how to word this without it coming out wrong. I'm sure it will. But I look at you in the same vein that I look at like my best friends, because we talk about all the time, like, yes, we're husband and wife, but above all else, you're my best friend now, because I can make the same references to obscure movies or stuff from my childhood, because we grew up, you know, we're in similar ages. And we
you're
obviously
older than me, though.
Slightly. But we grew up in similar circumstances, right? Yeah. We both were like middle class families. We lived very similar lives in different parts of the country.
Right.
You know what I mean? But we watched the same TV shows. We listened to a lot of the same music.
Yeah.
And I think it was just very much like, I don't have to mask anything about myself. I can just be the same Matt that would be go out drinking with my buddy and make the same jokes. And you understand that I'm ridiculous and my sense of humor is over the top, and I speak in hyperbole, and I, you know,
exaggerate.
I
like
exaggerate
crazy.
A ton. I mean, that's what I do for a living, but that's kind of how I am. Like, oh my God, this is the worst day of my life.
Yes, so dramatic.
Okay, about all things, even when I'm being funny. Oh my God, isn't this the greatest? I would have to say that was the biggest thing, was I felt like you got me early.
Right.
Which, despite all of the tumultuous beginnings to our relationship, it was like, okay, this is still worth hanging on, because I felt more about you like I did a friend than I did like a romantic interest. It wasn't like, oh, how do I impress her? How do I?
Right.
It was, I can be me and she's laughing. And it wasn't just, oh, you're, you know, playing your part because everybody, you're so funny.
Yeah.
It was genuine. You know what I mean? Like last night, we're laying in bed and things are getting sort of hotter and heavier, and I still cracked the joke and we both fell apart laughing and just stopped. Like, I don't know that I would have done that from the get-go, but I don't know that I wouldn't have, because it was just kind of like the vibe. It was, it's like hanging out with your best friend. The fact that we are having this conversation about picking each other's nose is something I would have never, ever even...
I broke that out of you.
You
I
did.
I brought that out of you.
There's still a lot of work to do, and I'm just telling you right now, you're never going to get to the ultimate goal, but...
If I have no fingers, would you pick my nose?
Like,
say I lost all my fingers or lost my hands, would you pick it?
Why did you lose all your fingers?
Like, I don't
know. Is this something
like
that you did errant?
Something
like,
that happened. Like, it's out of my control.
I mean, it depends. If you were in some sort of tragic accident, I'd think about it. But
okay,
if you like got frostbite because you were lazy and didn't wear gloves, like, well, you know,
what
you made
I
your bed.
What if I still wore gloves and got frostbite?
Well, why wouldn't you just get a glove that has like an opposable finger,
really
a
cold
digit?
Where I am. It's not my fault. It's freezing. And I lost my fingers and I can't pick my nose. Would you pick it?
Wait,
yes or no?
Yes
or no?
I need more context.
I have no fingers.
Okay.
I have a bat in the cave. It needs to come out. I need your help.
I would probably suggest you figure something else out initially.
What am I supposed to do? Get a hook?
Maybe.
Babe.
It might be kind of hot.
I don't even know if I could use a hook. That would hurt. I'm just saying, I would pick your nose if you needed it, and like it hurts.
This is the worst episode we've ever done.
No, it's not. It's amazing.
It's amazing
anyway,
that someone's still listening to this.
But I do like this. One more green flag to me was we're talking about how similar we were, how similar our... Oh, look, see, you're picking lint off my boob. That's nice.
That can be looked at as two ways. Either one was me being a caring husband because my wife's appearance was less than perfect at the time, or it was just me staring at your boobs.
I'll take either.
Cool.
We're talking about how similar we were and how, like, in the beginning, we found the same things funny, but to the complete opposite end of the spectrum, something that intrigued me. I don't know if this is a green flag, but something that intrigued me about you from the beginning was how sort of like mysterious you were. Like, I didn't know in the beginning if you would be funny or I would be able to joke and be my true self with you. In the very beginning, I wasn't sure because you seem like very serious, and until you get to know you, you realize you're like hilarious. I mean, you're always funny, but you have the silly side.
I'm not a personable person. I don't want to say that. I'm not a big personality. Like, if I'm not comfortable around somebody, right.
I'm
just
the same way.
Sort of keep to myself. I'm okay. I don't have a fear of crowds, but I do get severe anxiety when I'm around a lot of people that I don't know. I don't have that like need to be the center of attention,
right.
Which is especially common where we work and in the line of work we're in. Being in entertainment, everybody wants to be the star of everything all the time. I don't like that. I prefer to be a step removed from the spotlight.
Well,
I like to be the guy running the spotlight.
Like that, though, like, and your kids say it all the time, like, that we don't talk to anyone. We don't want to like we just are in our own little world, our own little bubble, and I love it that way. But my point, when I first started talking to you, I wasn't sure what you were even about, minus what I would see from you at work. But like, that intrigued me. Like, you're into like punk rock and you have tattoos and you wear black and you're like, it was mysterious. And that's so opposite for me. I like to be silly and I don't know. I just wasn't sure. And to me, that, I wouldn't say that's a green flag, but that was something
intrigue.
That, yeah, made me very like, what is happening here? And I do like that I can kind of bring you out of your silly shell. It's fun for me.
What are you doing right now?
I'm just dancing. I'm dancing.
No,
but that was good. I like a good compliment. We haven't fought in a while, so we don't really have any good stories for you guys to debate over who was right or wrong.
To
We're
be
not
fair, we haven't
today.
Fought anywhere but on the show in like since before the wedding.
Yeah.
We keep getting into spats
here. No, we got
that
fight, the spat, walking down Butler Street, remember? And we came on here and talked about it a little bit. But I think we should answer some of the mailbag questions.
Okay, great. And while you're queuing up the mailbag, I will do my duty and remind everybody who has failed us this week to refill the Bear With Us mailbag, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. And if you're not already, make sure you're following us on YouTube. Subscribe, like, leave comments. It really does help. And if you're not watching us on YouTube, wherever you're getting your podcast, give us a review, preferably 5 stars, unless you truly in your heart believe that we're subpar.
Well, I don't think that's
I don't think that, but I mean, somebody may, and I'm not going to try to tell somebody how to vote, you know, that's their own prerogative.
Okay. So.
Well, hey, let's just take a second. Let's put a post in this one, put a pin in it for the second, and realize that we made it through the first portion of the show. We are now at the mailbag portion, which is where you really shine. So congratulations, baby. We have not hit the iceberg just yet. And I feel as though...
And you didn't even yell at me. Oh, I love this for me.
Good. Good.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail. Mail! What do we think of that? I hit Broadway yet?
It was excellent.
Okay, before we get to the questions, I have an update.
Oh.
So... this person wrote in a few weeks ago. We answered this question saying, this was the question. Hey, Matt and Leah, I love the podcast and it's a great listen every week. I love that you guys are blah, blah, blah. Let me go past all of them putting us over and talking about how great we are. The reason I'm writing in is that me and my wife have been together since we were 18. Now both 35, we have been married for 12 years and have a 14 and an 8-year-old. The reason I'm sending this in is that I feel like I put more effort into our marriage than my wife. I have always been more sex oriented because when we have good sex, have a good sex life, the rest of our relationship is great. But my wife's sex drive is a lot lower than mine, and she says she needs more affection in our everyday life, which she gets when we have a good sex life. But when she doesn't bother, I feel like what's the point in trying to show her affection? We aren't afraid of things like toys, but I've bought her lingerie. Just sits there and does nothing. She just doesn't want to make an effort. But every time we talk about it, it becomes an argument. So they wrote that in a few weeks ago, and we gave them some advice. And he wrote back, "Morning, guys. Thanks for the advice. I'm going to take it on board. I listened to last week's pod, which was excellent, by the way, and started taking more steps to do extra little things like sending her good morning text every day as I start work at 5 o'clock, and she normally wakes up between 6 and 6:30, so it's on her phone when she wakes up. Today, I took Matt's advice and sent her a little love meme, as I never thought about that before. I will keep you guys updated." So then he sent a screenshot of their conversation. He sent a little meme, and she sent a kissy face. And he said it's just been a great little addition to their relationship. And I love that for them.
I am very, very happy to hear that update. Congratulations, sir, to you and your better half. And I think this is an appropriate time to acknowledge that once in a blue moon, I, Matt, do know what I'm talking about.
Baby, you always know what you're talking about. You're perfect.
You should treat me as such accordingly.
I would pick your boogers.
No, you don't. I don't have any boogers.
I would pick them. Okay, if you were a bigger, I'd booger.
If I were a booger, you would pick me.
Yes, that's what I was
That's very
say.
Great.
I choose
you. That was another Simpsons reference you won't get because you don't like that show.
I love that our advice is paying off. And I think that that's great advice to send the little meme. Another listener sent us this clip of Rob Dyrdek does a podcast, and he's talking about the fact that he sends his wife little quotes in the morning, and it's really good for their relationship. That's all women want. We just want a little effort.
I'm basically
just
Cupid.
Just a little effort. That's all. That's all we want.
I'm like the love doctor. I'm like Dr. Paz without the qualifications.
Question number one, honey. Hi, Matt and Leah. I've recently gotten to using dating apps. I've been talking to this guy for 3 weeks now. I really enjoy talking to him, and he has expressed how he enjoys talking to me as well. He has also expressed how he would like to meet and go on a date. I'm so nervous for a date. I don't want for things to get awkward when we meet. So my question is, any tips on how to get over being nervous for a first date or for things to get awkward? I wish you guys congratulations. Okay. What do you think?
I've never used a dating app in my life, so I don't know.
It's not necessarily about the dating app. It's like it's a blind date, essentially.
Sure. I'm trying to think if I've ever been on a blind date. I think it's always been more under the guise of like, hey, my friend's coming to hang
She's
out.
Bringing
like,
a friend. Yeah.
Maybe somebody had the ideas, but as far as like an actual blind date, I don't think I've ever been on one.
Well, I have, and I did not enjoy it. I truly didn't. I can't remember. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before. Went on the blind date. The conversation was like, he was a dud.
You went on a couple while we were dating initially.
Yeah.
I was like, what the
well,
F?
Why not? You know, keeping my options open.
Jesus.
And it just wasn't, there was no connection. And here's my thing.
Would it be fair to say that nothing compares to me?
That's right, baby. But here's my thing. I don't like my time being wasted. And if I'm on a date and I know it's not going anywhere, I just want to leave. Like, I don't want to sit there. I'm so glad I didn't order food yet. I think I told the story before. He went to the bathroom. I ordered an Uber and he caught me leaving the restaurant. I just didn't want to stay. I just don't want like my time being wasted. But that's not any advice for you, I guess. Just go into it. I mean, it's only been a few weeks. Like, you guys have been chatting for like months and you really like this guy via texting. So I think just go into it, be yourself. Like we're saying before, and you always want to present your best self in the beginning of a relationship, but don't be like somebody that you're totally not.
Right. Not hearing you say that sparked a thought in my head. Don't you want to feel your best, but you don't want to put on a facade.
Right.
Wear an outfit that makes you feel confident.
Yes, and comfortable.
Get your hair done or you know, make sure you feel your best, because when you feel your best, you're generally at your best. And then everything should kind of fall into place naturally, because if you're trying to be, I want to be this so-and-so.
I should act like this. I should do this.
Yeah, because then it's work. Right. And then when you're so busy focusing and remembering who you are trying to be,
yes,
a lot of times you'll miss the opportunity to be yourself because you're so caught up in, you know, oh, hey, you may look like $1 million and you may have a great sense of humor, but if all you care about is if you're sitting the right way or presenting this side of yourself, you may miss out on a chance to really connect with that other person.
Yeah.
And that may be what you need. It's, you need that initial spark, and you might not, for lack of wanting to find it, but you may just be so busy with something else that you miss it.
And yeah, to that point, you're cheating yourself out of an opportunity to have a real good, proper relationship or friendship. Don't cheat yourself out of that. If you're acting a certain way and this person is not connecting with the way you're trying to present yourself, well, then now you're losing out on it's a missed opportunity. Be yourself. And if they don't like you for who you are, then that's not the person for you. You just got to go be yourself and have no expectations. Just go into it saying, like, I have no idea where tonight's going to go. I'm going to go. I'm going to be myself. I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to have fun regardless. And then just see where it goes. Don't put any pressure on it.
There you go.
Because guess what? There's a million fish in the sea.
Well, I was going to say plenty of fish
in the sea. Plenty of fish in the sea. I didn't know what the number was.
Several million fish.
There's several fish in the sea. Many fish in the sea. All right. This is a good one. Question number two.
Why did you do that with your face? What happened there?
Question number two. Hello. I don't know what that is. Okay. Hi. So my current girlfriend and I have been dating for about 3 years now, and she's my first girlfriend, and I'm her first boyfriend. We started dating my senior year of high school. So my question today is, does it make me a bad person that sometimes I think about experiencing relationships with someone else, mainly due to the reason that she has been my first and only girlfriend? So I'm just pretty curious, as a 22-year-old young man, I just feel like I'm missing out on so much more. Don't get me wrong, I still love my girlfriend a ton. I'm just curious. You're so young. I would not condone settling down at 22.
I don't know that he was requesting to settle down or suggesting that he settle down. I think the fact that you have these thoughts is totally normal.
Yeah.
You're a human being. You're young. You are at the point where you are now, what?
Even Dr. Paz made a point a few weeks ago saying that, you know, when you're in a relationship with somebody, it's normal to kind of fantasize about somebody else, right? When you're having sex. She said that.
I don't think she said that. I think you projected that.
No, but she did say that eventually at some...
Who's Dave?
Anyway, keep going, but I think that it is normal.
Yeah, it's totally normal. That said, I would say that it's not also a reason to panic and blow things up because you have thoughts and just you go, oh, well, she's the only one I've been with. It's a case-by-case basis. Some people get married young, and they're happily married forever. I think it's becoming increasingly rare this day and age because there is something to be said for sowing your wild oats, or I don't even know if there's a better phrase for that, but that's what my dad used to say, like, make sure you sow your wild oats, go out. Because you do need to live your life a little bit, and who you're going to be at 32 sure as hell is not who you are today. I think it boils down to whether or not your current partner grows with you. Because if that's the case, you guys are both going to grow. That's inevitable. You're both going to become different people. You're going to learn. You're going to adapt. You're going to evolve. Are you growing in the same direction? Are you growing toward a similar common goal where, you know, she's going to change who she is just like you're going to change who you are? But are you guys trending in the same direction? If that's the case, then hey, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, that you guys are maybe meant for each other. You're on the similar career path. However, as you grow, she may grow a completely opposite direction from where you're going, in which case there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, you know what? Maybe we've had our run. We learned. We had a great time. You should always learn something from any relationship you're in, good or bad. So you go, hey, I took this away, and I loved this aspect of our relationship, but hey, this no longer worked for me. I got married when I was 24. Right. So I went, okay, I'm right in that same wheelhouse where I was working in a tattoo shop and I was, you know, I had the world at my fingertips. I could kind of go any way. But at 24, I went, okay, I'm going to be a dad. This is the right thing to do. And I went, I changed and evolved over time, as did she. And after 10 years, we were finally at a point where, hey, we just are no longer on the same path anymore. This just does not compatible anymore. But at the time, it worked. You know what I mean? No marriage is bad for the duration of it, usually. You know what I mean? But that's usually why. People grow apart. That's not just some cliche. That's not something that you just hear people say. It's a real thing. If you guys are going in the same direction, roll with it. If you're having serious doubts, which the fact that you sent an email means there are doubts, just look into them. But just don't blow anything up just because of the age thing. You know, if you guys are both getting what you want, if you're happy and she's happy, let it be. But be prepared.
Yeah, I completely agree. I do not, and again, I'm not telling anyone what to do. My personal opinion, settling down at 22, not the best idea, especially if this is the first and only person you've ever been in a relationship with. How do you know what you like? How do you know what you don't like? You have nothing to compare it to. And that's fine that you're happy. And like Matt said, if you're happy and this is for you and it's working out, great. But I think you need to experience life. I think you need to go out and see who you are. Not even just go and be in another relationship, but just figure out who you are as a 22-year-old person in this world and what you want in life. Because the relationships we're in can really shape and mold the direction we go. It can either hold you back and make you kind of look at the world the way you wouldn't necessarily look at it if you're looking at it sort of through your partner's eyes. And a lot of times we can get in these relationships where, I'm only speaking from experience, so get in relationships where, you know, this person might be saying, well, this is the way it is. Okay, well, then this is how they look at it. I guess that's how I look at it. And you don't have the opportunity to have your own
thoughts. You lose yourself.
You don't have the opportunity to have your own opinion. And I just really think it's smart to figure out who you are and what you want in life before you settle down. That's just my personal opinion. Everyone can look at things differently. If you're happy, I'm happy for you, and you do what you got to do. And if your only concern is that you're just thinking about other people, but you want to be with your partner, then great. No big deal. I think that is normal. But you do you, boo. You got to do what makes you happy.
Love it. We have time for one more?
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Question number 3, honey. Hi, Matt and Leah. You guys, I am just on one today.
We finally have an admission.
Not, like,
I started it.
What I'm doing is not funny, and I'm well aware. I'm just like trying to get myself through this. Hi, Matt and Leah. So my boyfriend of almost 2 years broke up with me via text.
Yikes.
I was open about my need for communication and let him know that I just wanted to know he was thinking of me. He didn't say much. Well, there's a red flag. The next day I got a text. We were going to move in together, but it's clearly a good thing we broke up and I didn't move in. It's clearly a good thing I didn't move in. I'm sorry. How do you handle breakups? This is my first breakup where I didn't start the conversation or come to the same conclusion with my partner. I'm having a real rough time and would love some advice. Thanks in advance. Love you both. Yikes. I mean, breakups are hard. They really are. But at the end of the day, it should only show you that the reason why, like, that you're not with this person is you're not supposed to be with that person. It's just not meant to be. You don't want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you. And the fact that he broke up with you via text, I'm wondering, did we do this one before?
I don't know.
This feels a little familiar. I'm not sure if we did. Sorry about it. We're just going to give some more advice on it again if we did this one before. But I think it's a blessing. I mean, you can never understand it when you're in it. And I've had several breakups, even when I've been the one that cut it off. And I'm just like, oh, is this the right thing? I feel so bad. Like, I'm never going to find somebody else like this person. But you always will. You'll always move on and you'll always see it on the other end. I've had several conversations with my sister over the years when she's gotten out of relationships or someone's broken up with her or broke her heart. She's like, but I'm just never going to find anyone that does. And then I'm like, I promise you, you will. And then we have conversations about it now to this day. And she's like, oh my God, what was I thinking? Remember when I was so heartbroken over that? And I thought, well, no one else understands, but I promise you, you will get over it.
You're going to make fun of me, I'm sure, but I don't off the top of my head recall ever being dumped outright. I've had relationships sort of fade away, and obviously a major divorce, a whole different animal. But I would just say the most important thing is to stick to your guns, where if you've been broken up with, focus on you, focus on yourself. And every time, because the feelings will creep in.
Oh, yeah.
every time you start thinking, oh man, maybe it wasn't so bad. Maybe I should, you know, because it's going to happen on his end as well. I have broken up with people.
Yeah.
And he very well, you know, had a few beers and it's a lonely evening and they get the hey, you up text. Like, don't do that. Don't play that game. Break it off. Stick to your guns. Work on yourself. And then, you know, once you're in a good place where you're no longer mourning the loss of your relationship and you are kind of like, hey, this is me. I've reached who I need to be at this point in my life. I'm good. And then if for some reason you guys want to revisit it or you want to call them back and say, hey, you want to give this another shot or you want to go out and hang out? Cool. But in that initial painful period, I would just say the most important thing is to focus on you. Remember why it didn't work. Remember how you feel in this moment and try to do everything you can to not repeat past behaviors and just focus on you and get yourself to where you need to be so that, because if you're no good to yourself, you're no good to anybody, even if it is your ex.
Yeah. And just to reiterate, why would you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you, who doesn't see your worth, who doesn't know how amazing you are? This person is telling you they don't want to be with you. Okay. Well then screw them. You'll find someone that does.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know, like that's what I know it's hard to hear. And this is my, I always used to say this to Brianna, like, why would you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you?
Yeah.
I'm like, no, please take me back to please. Like, why? No, this person doesn't see how amazing you are. Screw them. Find someone who totally, truly values who you are and what you have to offer. Cause you will. Period.
Was there a DT at the end of that
period? Just a bunch of T's. Period. Cool. Capital T.
All right. Hey, babe.
You guys, we made it through.
We did.
We didn't drown. We didn't go swimming under the sea. Under the sea. Oh, my God. I love The Little Mermaid. I really do. I know. I pray for Matt. I pray for him because it's going to be a long night.
Is it?
It's going to be a...
I better take a nap or something.
It's going to be a... What is that saying? It's going to be a...
Long night, rough night,
no, it's
good
something
night.
In the Dragon House.
Oh, it's going to be a lean Christmas in the Dragon House.
That's what it is.
I'm a big Friends guy now.
Matt is so into Friends. It's great.
Well, I'm more into trying to recharge my batteries because I have not slept in 2 days.
I know. Okay, well, let's go home and get you some sleep.
Love it.
You guys.
Hey, wait, before I go to sleep, I have to remind everybody again, since I apparently haven't done a great enough job, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Like, follow, subscribe, comment. Send your questions. What do you want more of? What do you want less of?
I want more of your beehole.
I'm out of gas.
Bear with us.
I think I have to say goodbye forever.
Oh,
first,
yeah.
Right?
Sorry. I totally cut you off. I'm steering the ship now. Oh, so I don't
all
know.
Right, Captain Leah. Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.